The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. It was a good first hour. Sorry you missed it. First off, the guy was asking when we will be out at Sam Houston Race Park. Our first appearance, we will be doing the broadcast on Friday, January the 19th.
I'll be there.
So we'll be there, and then I'll be doing the appearance after that. On the first Friday. And then most of the time I'm there on, we've got, I think, six live broadcasts out there, and I've got eight appearances. So be out there a lot. Can't wait. It'll be fun. And Thoroughbred Racing, let you in on a little secret. We, the wife might have a racehorse this year running at Sam Houston.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's thinking about buying one. We were going to bring one down from Canada, and, because
Canadian horse can't win in Texas.
I'm telling you, man, that meat up there, those are good horses, and they
eat the horses there.
No meat. The race meat is very tough.
Oh,
yeah. It's called a meat. Okay,
is it tough?
EET.
Oh,
stop.
Is the meat tough up there?
Yes, it is. How's that?
Yeah.
But no, they finished racing at Woodbine in December, and so we were gonna buy one and bring it down here, and then run it at Sam Houston, but it costs too much to ship them, so we're probably just gonna buy one down here,
dude. Ride it.
Well, that's a long ride. You know, that's like 1,000 miles. This isn't Hidalgo, okay?
How much does it cost to ship?
Well, when we looked into it, it was more than I wanted to pay. How's that?
What if I took my truck and rented a horse trailer and brought it down to you for less than the price of that they were charging?
I'd do that.
Okay.
Although I think there's all kinds of stuff you have to do at the border because. You know, you're shipping animals across the border. There's all kind of fees you have
I'll
to pay.
I'll smuggle it across the border.
Okay, if you can do that. I can tell you where to cross.
Okay, I'm going
to get away with that.
The horse can swim, right? Because we're going to swim over the Rio Grande and get into America that way.
A32 says, I'd like to get your guys' input. When you're getting low on your bankroll and only have a few units left, do you start betting half units or do you go all in on one bet that you feel good with and just reload if you lose? I kind of work, and we talked about this in the audiobook quite a bit. I always work on a percentage of what my bankroll is. So, yeah, if I start getting low, I cut back. So, like, if I have – I'll play 10% of my bankroll generally on a bet. So, if I have $1,000, it'll be 100. If I get down to 500, it'll be 50.
Okay.
That way, you know, it's – and every now and then, I guess it depends. Like, if I'm drunk, I'll go all in on something.
Yeah.
I've done that.
I try to keep everything sort of the same as it was, and if I've got to reload, I'll reload. But if you start nickel and diming when you're short, it makes it hard to get out of that hole. So it's
it depends. And the way, and I always say, have a bankroll. So for a month, I'll have a certain bankroll, right? And if I, initially, I'd work on a $500 basis. I'd have $500 in there, and when I won, if I get to 1,000, I take that $500 out. So I'm always working on a base of $500.
Okay.
Now I've upped that considerably over the last couple of years, but that's where I started. It was like, okay, so my budget's $500. When that's out for the month, I'm done, and so I just don't play the rest of the month. But if I get it doubled at any point, I pull that money out and put it in savings.
All right.
So depends on your bank, and you can do that with any amount. If it's $100, if your bankroll's $50, but I would always play basically 10% of my bankroll, and that way, You know, if and I now on my bookie, a lot of times I'll do horse betting too, and that can really skewer the results because you get one big score there, and it might be $800-$900, and so it doesn't, you know, it's not the same as just sports betting. So
there was a group of people that trekked from Bandera, Texas, which is a little outside of San Antonio.
Used to be a racetrack there. I've been there.
To Calgary. It took them 5 months and 19 days. You want to make that trip?
But no. Fred has a racehorse.
Yeah, and you're not going to run him all the way down here because then he'll be dead by the time
he
gets
here. Give him
here.
A break. Feed him a carrot or something.
Yeah, that's not going to fly.
All right.
But yeah, but we're hoping to... we're looking at a couple potential trainers and stuff like that. And
yeah, that trek happened in 2004.
You know what I'd rather do? Get on an airplane. That's like a 4.5 hour flight from Houston to Calgary as it is. All right, let's squeeze on a phone call.
From squeeze.
Troy. What's up, Troy?
Sports,
sir.
We just got in the truck. We are headed to the Rockets game. So maybe somebody's already asked, but what are the odds the Rockets win tonight, and what are the odds that ball gets more than 20 tonight against the Rockets defense?
I'll go 95% that the Rockets win tonight.
Yeah.
And I'll go... I'll go 15% on the 20 points.
I'll go 10% on that. I'll go even lower.
Okay.
So, yeah, and man, the Rockets are just rolling right now.
They're unbeatable.
Fun to watch.
They will never lose another game, right?
You know what? They're not going to lose again until game 3 of the Warriors series.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. They're not losing again until then. And then the series will get tough.
So you're guaranteeing me that they're going to break the win record this year if they don't lose.
Did I say guarantee was I just making a smart-ass comment?
I don't know. I was taking you seriously.
See, you can't take me seriously on stuff like that. Producer T. Scott said, since there's a lot of hypotheticals in today's show, would you eat horse tenderloin? Canada does serve it. I've never seen it up there. I know the French do it. Yeah, I'd eat horse.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have any kind of a connection with a horse to make me not want to eat it. Wouldn't eat a dog.
There have been a few horses I bet on that I'd be more than happy to eat based on the way they ran.
Yeah, but those probably taste like crap.
Yeah, well, they run like crap, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd eat horse.
Did you see the Astros met with Yu Darvish?
I did see that.
Turn on, turn off?
I like him. I think that would be, yeah. You know, if I think either one of the top guys, well, I don't know if they're going to spend that kind of money, but if they got either one of them, I think that's a huge get for him.
Yeah.
And forget how he pitched in the World Series.
Don't let a 2-game sample sour what the guy is.
Well, especially if it's true that they knew he was tipping pitches. Well, guess what? They'll probably know how to tell him not to do that when he's on their roster. And I'd like to see that. I think anytime you can add another arm that eats innings to your rotation and pitches effectively,
yeah,
that's a good thing. And because you don't know how Keuchel's how healthy he's going to be all year long. You want him for the playoffs, but that gives you some flexibility if you sign a guy like that. If Verlander needs time, if Keuchel needs time, if you want to move McCullers to the bullpen, you got all these options. And I'd like to see it. Somebody says horse tastes like beef mixed with sausage. That sounds wonderful. It does. I do like me some sausage. Is it better than venison?
I doubt it.
Because of the series Brockmire, I will forever love Joe Buck for Mike. I have never seen that show. It looked funny. I don't know why I didn't watch it. But, yeah, I'm not a big... I like Joe Buck when it comes to... His interview show.
Yeah.
The rest of him, I don't really.
You could do without.
Yeah. Raving Plummer wants to know what are the odds you'll do another uncensored show. I don't think that's in the works anytime soon. And I think because we have Sports Map 94.1 now. I don't know that we're ever going to be in that situation again where we don't have another station to go to, basically. Right. So, yeah. All right, guys. We're talking gambling about how to handle your money and all that, and you know where to do it. MyBookie.ag. And did you turn my mic off?
Yep, I was trying to turn AJ's off.
Okay.
But mine's still on.
3, 2, 1.
All right, guys. What are the odds that I can get through this without a mistake? About 50-50. But speaking of odds, all you have to do is go to mybookie.ag, and you'll find odds on everything. And if you want to play ponies, you want to play dogs, they've got those on there. College football, hockey, NFL, NBA. You want to get in on action on the Rockets tonight, they got it. They have the best odds and action for players. It doesn't matter what your bankroll size is, you're covered. They're the industry-leading sports book, and they'll hook you up for all your betting needs. And by the way, you want to test your luck in the casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387. Mention promo code radio. They'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code radio. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
All right, guys, going to tell you about Raisin Cane's. They're teaming up with Home Alone 2, Lost in New York this holiday as they release the 25th anniversary DVD. Be sure to stop by a Raisin Cane's for always fresh, never frozen chicken fingers. Gift cards that right now you buy $25, you get $5 bonus card for free. And you can get the limited edition Kevin plush puppy. And the deal with that is, it's cute, it's fluffy, makes a great gift. And if you purchase a Kevin-themed plush puppy at Raisin Cane's, 15% of the net proceeds are going to go to support a local pet welfare organization. Home Alone 2, look for the movie on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. It's rated PG. And when I'm talking about Raisin Cane's, I'm talking about quality food, guys. I'm talking about 24-hour marinated, always fresh, never frozen chicken tenderloins, fresh dipped and hand-breaded in their signature specially seasoned flour and cooked to order when you walk through the door. The sides, of course, are always great. The crinkle-cut fries, the Texas toast, the cane sauce, which makes everything better. If you're looking for something to eat during the holidays, you don't feel like cooking one night, make it a Raisin Cane's night. 25 locations and counting in the Houston area. Raisin Cane's, one love.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Texter asks, what are the odds Darvish gets a locker next to Yuli? I don't know if that would work out too well. I'm sure they'll bury the hatchet. So,
Phil says, finally, with Fred and JP's daughters, the track will have more talented Fowers in the building.
Hmm. I don't know if I'm bringing my daughter down there.
It says JP's daughter.
Oh, okay.
Is his daughter going to be there?
I guess so. I'm pretty sure.
Why would she be there?
Because
she just digs dog racing?
I'm sure, yeah.
How old is she?
Well, he's got like three daughters, so I don't know which one he means.
Well, it says daughters.
I guess we'll all be there then.
Man, are they hot?
Man, I don't answer that because it's like...
You're the creepy uncle if you do.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, you can't answer that question. It's like asking you if your brother's wife is hot. It's like, you don't look at somebody and say, oh, that's my brother's wife. She's hot.
Before your brother married her, did you think she was hot?
Well, I don't remember that. That was a long time ago. And the reality is, it's like there's certain women that I don't, like my friends' wives and things like that, I don't look at them as whether they're hot or not.
All right.
Or people I work with. I don't, now random women, sure.
Right.
That you have nothing to do with. Speaking of which, I kind of...
But how many times has some chick walked in here and you're like, whoa, who is that? And they say, oh, this is our new sales girl, so-and-so.
And that's the end of me thinking, oh, who is that?
Yeah.
It's just then they're a sales girl.
That's always tough. They did that one time, and I was like, whoa, what just walked through the door? Luckily, she didn't last long here. I don't think she was very good at her job, but...
Yeah, I think we both had the same reaction.
Man.
It's like, wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then didn't work out for her. But that kind of leads to what I kind of wanted to get to here, and it's probably going to piss somebody off, and I don't care. But did you see Matt Damon, the backlash he got for what he said?
Yeah.
I think that was my last week's Hey Man, Bleep That.
Well, yeah, but I'm reading the story today. What did he do wrong? What did he say wrong?
I guess he shouldn't have said, I don't know. I didn't find anything, too wrong with what he said.
Well, he basically says, okay, and I'll paraphrase, and maybe I'm oversimplifying, but that rape and child molestation is a lot worse than patting somebody on the butt. Is basically what he said. He said there is a scale.
And I agree with him, but the way he said it made it sound like some of it's acceptable and some of it's not.
Yeah, I don't think that was...
Which I don't think he was meaning to
no,
do.
No, I don't think he was either, but that's how it came. Like in print, that's how it could have read.
But, I mean, I watched him. That's not really what he was saying. And then, but people are just like Alyssa Milano. There are different stages of cancer. Some are more treatable than others, but it's still cancer. I'm against all this stuff. I'm against patting people on the butt, unless it's your wife and she's okay with it.
My wife hates when I do that.
But like random person, definitely against it. But is that really in the same ballpark as child molestation?
No.
And then she goes on to say, sexual harassment, misconduct, assault, and violence is a systemic disease. The tumor is being cut out right now with no anesthesia. Please send flowers. Hashtag me too. Alyssa Milano. And look, I mean, all that stuff is wrong, but to me, one of them is a speeding ticket and one of them's murder.
Yeah.
That's why we have different laws for these things. And I'm not excusing any of it. But I just, the reaction, I think, is way too much. I really don't think he said anything that out of line, frankly. And I'm glad that there's conversations about all this stuff, and I'm glad that this is coming out and people are getting caught. But I'm also seeing a lot of stuff that just makes me shake my head. Like, a lot of reactions. And like one of the things at the NFL Network, there's a former employee who was talking about how, oh, one of the guys said he'd like to hit that and stuff like that, and it offended him. I'm kind of like, well, first off, don't people say that in every, you know, you're saying that to your male coworker friend, allegedly, and it doesn't mean you really want to do it, or that you have a chance, frankly, in most cases. But, I mean, don't people say that everywhere? That kind of stuff. And so now we're not even supposed to talk about whether or not we'd find somebody attractive, not just in the workplace, but anywhere. How's anybody ever going to get any action?
That's a good question.
I'm just curious. I just wonder, I think a lot of the stuff that is, and again, it's a media thing, I blame it. A lot of the stuff that's getting reported is, oh, and he also did this. And it's like, Okay. I mean, I do think, like, the Jerry Richardson stuff's just creepy. I mean, don't give women who work for you back rubs.
Do you see Cam Newton standing by him? Says he shouldn't have to sell the team.
Yeah. He's been pretty good to Cam
That's
Newton.
That's my owner.
But asking women if he could shave their legs, a little creepy.
John Paul says he's putting the oldest one to work while she's on break from college.
Oh, okay. Well, I did not know that.
And he just wants to see the shark pick.
No, you don't want to.
JP, is your oldest daughter hot?
I keep telling you guys you don't
want to. Tweet me and let me know that. Tweet me with a picture of her.
You don't want to see the shark pick. Trust me.
Connor says, towing the correct line in this sexual misconduct argument, it matters how it reads. Rationality doesn't matter anymore. That's kind of what it's gotten to on social media specifically, is if you say anything, your words can be twisted now.
Yeah.
So that's why I just say, yeah, treating women like anything different than you treat your male coworkers is wrong, and I'm against it. Yeah. Everyone should be treated equally.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty simple, right?
Right. But what if you're the kind of coworker who goes around slapping your male coworkers on the ass?
Stop. Joel's already been to HR over that. You can quit worrying about it, okay?
Like, what if you're a baseball player and you all do butt slaps, and then
somebody gets offended by that.
And then one of the ladies who works for the team is against getting her butt slapped. But they want equal treatment. That's so confusing.
I'm confused.
I've just stopped butt slapping, honestly.
I never did that. Actually, I never did that.
I just feel like it's wise.
I don't like being touched, so I don't like touching people that much. I don't even really like when my female friends give me a hug. I don't even like that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm always uncomfortable.
I try to do the side hug.
That's what I do. And I've kind of always done that, but I don't ever go and try to hug them. I always let them hug me. But 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
Hey, I've been getting mixed reviews on the new Star Wars movie. A lot of people say it's the worst.
Oh, no, it's not the worst.
Yeah. Like the way they put, and I don't give me any spoilers, but the way that Luke Skywalker's portrayed, people think it's the worst one ever.
It's not the worst. I mean, he's basically an old man in the thing.
Yeah.
Does he talk like this?
No.
May the force be with you, John.
I didn't think Mark Hamill's performance was, like, amazing.
Well, let's face it. Mark Hamill's not a very good actor.
No. I mean, honestly, Mark Hamill, for all the Star Wars he's done, I think I know him more for the Joker than anything else. Because he does an amazing job as the Joker.
He does the voice, right?
Yeah, he does the voice.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but great things about that, and that's really where his career, that more people from the younger generation knew him from, until obviously this movie.
I had a friend a Facebook friend who, like, posted a petition to get, he had an online thing where you could sign and get this last Star Wars movie removed from the archive, so it wasn't, like, sold in let them redo that movie and continue work on number 9, but redo number 8, and then when it's finally done, put 8, the new 8, instead of the old one. And I was like, well, I want to sign a petition to make sure none of my friends care enough about Star Wars to go that far.
See, now this I'm with you. So when I initially watched it and I came out of the theater, I was like, I was a little disappointed just because some of the biggest things that stood out to me I didn't really care for. But when you go back and it's one of those movies where you're kind of like, eh, and then you think about some of the stuff that happened in the movie, you're like, okay, actually it's a little better than I initially came out thinking it was. Because there's a lot of stuff in there that happens that you're like, oh my God, that, like, really big Star Wars fans are going to lose their bleeps over. But I thought it's okay. It's not good. It's better than Force Awakens. But, you know, there's moments in it where you're kind of like, eh.
Is it true that in the new movie, Princess Leia, it's revealed that she had a baby and put it up for adoption with Jabba the Hutt, like when she was in his when she was his prisoner?
Yeah, it came out to be looking like Jar Jar Binks.
Right, and now he's looking for her and wants intergalactic dominance, and it looked like it's got a human face but a Jabba the Hutt body.
That's the ending.
Misa say.
Yeah, that does sound like a pretty bad plot.
Yeah.
I mean, just throwing that out there. All right, guys, if you're an uncircumcised male, Jabba the Hutt was uncircumcised. Little known fact about Star Wars. And back then in Jabba the Hutt's time, they didn't have the Shang-Ring procedure. So Jabba the Hutt was at major risk for infection, STDs, and penile cancer. And they didn't have man centers there either. Man centers is the only certified practice in Houston performing the Shang-Ring circumcision procedure. It's FDA approved, easy, quick, safe, effective, and it takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Costs way less than traditional circumcision, and the recovery time is way less. A common misconception is that you think you've maybe missed an age window to have a circumcision. It's just not true. The Shang-Ring procedure can be performed on any male at any age over 1 year. A circumcised male's overall health benefits and the hygiene is just much better. Call Man Centers today and schedule a consultation. The doctors and staff will walk you through all the details and benefits regarding the procedure. In Houston at I-10 and Campbell, Pearland right off 288, and Tomball on Tomball Parkway. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment today. Man Centers, men's health starts here.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Boy, a lot of people are all over this
Star Wars thing.
Yeah. Carlos says
I haven't
terrible.
Seen it, so I don't know. But I've heard, like Jong said, it was so good. I was like, man, maybe I need to go watch it. But then, like, I saw a bunch of other people who were like, this is horrible.
I've kind of lost interest in the whole Star Wars thing.
I'd said, I just don't care about Star Wars anymore. But then Jong was like, it's the best one since Empire.
Yeah, he did say that.
You say that to me, I'm like,
well,
man, that's interesting.
You think you go back and you think about the other ones. 1, 2, 3 weren't that great.
Yeah, 3 was okay.
3 was good for the second half of the movie. The first half of the movie was awful when he and Padme were having their little love thing.
Episode 2 is the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see.
1 I don't know, 1's as bad as 2. They're both garbage.
Yeah.
But the second half of 3 was great.
Yeah.
When they're whacking everybody.
When they're killing little Jedis.
Yeah. Although it'd have been better if they'd shown that.
And then you go 4, 5, 6 Empire by far the best one. And then you go, New Hope and then Return?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think
Return was the Muppets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you look at the new ones that just came out, 7 and 8, 7 was basically a carbon copy of A New Hope.
Yeah, it was the same movie.
Yeah, same movie.
Only good thing was Han Solo getting whacked, so I moved that up
a
spot. Dude,
spoiler alert.
That movie's been out for 3 years.
What?
And to say that this one is the second best one of all of them. It's not that much of a reach.
Better than New Hope, though?
I think so.
See, then people shouldn't be telling me it's garbage. I don't know.
Maybe they were expecting a lot more than they were. Because going into the opening weekend, it was getting, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes? It's not that. If that's what you're expecting, maybe
so
that's
not Get Out.
No. It's not Get Out. And I think, and I honestly think, I said this on the podcast, I think that Thor and Spider-Man were better this year than Star Wars.
Do you think Wonder Woman was better?
No. I don't know, because with Star Wars, I felt when I initially got out of the movie, I said this, like when I got out of the movie, I was like, I wasn't blown away, but then there was individual scenes in Star Wars where I was like, oh my God, that was pretty cool. But I think it's on par with Wonder Woman. But then you guys are a lot down on Wonder Woman than I am. But Thor and Spider-Man for sure are the best two of the year.
Yeah, I haven't seen Thor yet. I finally saw Spider-Man. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I got caught up on a bunch of stuff over the weekend that I hadn't seen yet. A couple people sent me emails. Alex goes, what are the odds Hugh Jackson gets canned by the Browns, Billy O leaves Houston and gets hired by Cleveland, and they trade one or both top picks for Watson? 0% of all that happening, but it wouldn't shock me if he wound up in Cleveland. Oh, they say Hugh Jackson's going to be back. And then Jose wants me to send him the shark picture. I don't have the shark picture. AJ has the shark picture. You have to come out and see it on his phone.
I don't send it out.
Yeah, you don't want to see it. And I don't have it because I don't ever want to see it again. So 713-780-ESPN. A couple people asking any plays tonight. I like the over in Louisiana Tech SMU. 71 is the number that it's at right now. You got any basketball?
I've been sort of leany on a couple things.
Leany?
Yeah, I'm still actually during the last break I had to pee, and I started crunching some numbers to see if I could get one worth playing. I might have two. I've got two potential plays. So if I do have one, I'll let people know in the next segment because I need to get it in before 6 o'clock.
Okay. Well, SMU over 71.
Jesus, you broke that thing.
I did not break this thing. I'm trying to. Well, it's kind of messing with my routine here because I move the mic around a lot because you don't want to lean the same way the whole time because I'm old, my back will start hurting. So I move around a lot while I'm doing the show, but I don't want the microphone to be away from my, away from my mouth. So yeah. So I have to move it, and then when I do that, it pops out of here, which is terrible. It's a horrible thing. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says your wife's an executive. Has she ever been sexually harassed?
Of course.
I'm the thing
every
about
every woman has been sexually harassed at some point.
But the thing about her is. She'll basically tell them to bleep off and not mess with her again. And they don't. So, she even had a boss do that once. And she basically threatened to. She can sound mean and come off as pretty mean when she wants to.
Yeah.
And basically, threatened to castrate him. And that was the end of it. I would believe her if she threatened me. What are the odds Fred or AJ invest in Bitcoin Cash? I told you I cashed out of a site and used Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It worked out really well. Got the money in my account within 3 days.
So you have real money now?
Yeah, real money. I used the site to sell the Bitcoin.
Okay.
And when it sold, cash went right into my account.
And was it more than what you would have gotten otherwise?
It was like $4 more. But there's like a $4 fee, so it wound up being the same. Hmm. But the Bitcoin went up. It wasn't that much money that I'd cashed out for. It was like $600.
Okay.
And the value went up to like $608. And then there was a $5 fee or a $4 fee. So I went up with $4 extra.
Okay.
So.
It's well worth it.
Yeah. And so I mean, the experience, but it's so volatile, man. If I just left it in there, it would have been like $589 and then it would have been $608 again.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. Matt says, I hear more people crushing Star Wars and praising it, and I wonder how does it have such a mass appeal. I think part of it...
People romanticize it.
Yeah, and I think part of it is the fact that... Well, I don't know. It's one of those that you can kind of bring generations together with because you guys weren't alive for the first one.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I loved it, and it created this huge media buzz. And so it was kind of a throwback when they brought the prequel back, even though the prequel sucked.
Yeah.
But I thought that brought in a whole bunch of new kids, and there's so much of that stuff sells to kids. Ewoks.
Well, and they do cartoons.
Yeah.
Well, this movie, those damn Porgs, those are the toys that they're making. And they have absolutely nothing to do with the plot. They're in there because they can sell merchandise.
Yeah.
That's what Return of the Jedi was all about.
Yeah. The Ewoks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated the Ewoks. I'd like to have seen them all killed.
But at least they had something to do with the plot, but the Porgs have absolutely nothing to do with the plot. And they're everywhere.
But Carlos says, The Last Jedi is terrible. It's a stupid feminist movie that makes men useless, and everything Luke Skywalker stands for in the original trilogy is wasted. Don't waste your money on Disney. Just wait for The Last Jedi to come out on Redbox. That's pretty strong.
I mean, that money will still go to Disney.
Yeah, Disney's still going to. And that's the thing.
They're going to make theirs.
Yeah. I was always a little worried when Disney bought this thing, how it would turn out. But you're right. If you go back and look at the actual movies, they're not all that great. Mm. Empire Strikes Back was fantastic. That one was fantastic because the bad guys won. And you know, Luke found out who his father was. So,
It's why, like, going back in hindsight, Rocky 1 ends up being so legendary because the whole time, like, Rocky's the hero, but then he loses.
Yeah.
And that's like a good plot twist at the end.
Yeah, it is. Ain't going to be no rematch. Don't want one.
But there was one.
Yeah, there was one.
So one basketball play tonight, Wagner plus 22.
Okay. Pretty big number. Somebody had asked me earlier about the, did I like the Leafs over tonight? I don't, because it's second of a back-to-back and they still don't have Matthews. And, you know, I don't like the over. I don't really like the under either, so I just don't. I'm not going to play. Boy, the SMU keeps coming number keeps coming down. People are betting Louisiana Tech.
I would bet Louisiana Tech. I liked it when it was at 5.5. What's it at now?
4.
Yeah,
yeah. It keeps moving that way. I
think Louisiana Tech's the side.
I'm with you on that, but I like the over better. All right, and we're going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Feeling me singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts. A.J. Hoffman, for one. Me, occasionally. And more. If you're not on Sportsmap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now. Sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsmapHOU. And do we have our Gym of the Day winner, John? So that I can say...
Today? No, she never gave it to me.
All right. Well, so did she? Will we get it? Should I hold off on the gym of the day?
Let me ask her.
Okay, because you know I'm trying to do what's best for the team here.
Dude, where did Tyler get that info?
Oh, that no Greg Zuerlein this week.
Yeah,
we came in and said Zuerlein was not playing this week, and I just saw him down the hallway. So yeah.
Schefter.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, God, this is devastating. Devastating news.
And he was my best player for the majority of the year.
He's my best player, period. And I was just looking at my matchup for this week, and I'm in the championship game, which is exciting.
Yeah.
There's a $500 difference between first and second. So it's a...
That's decent.
And...
That's a good bar tab.
I was going through and like, okay... Where am I better than him? And I feel like I'm slightly better at wide receiver. I'm better at tight end, and I'm better at kicker. Which, you know, it's not a...
It's not a big deal, but in a playoff, yeah. That can be a big difference.
Dude, Greg Zuerlein has been a monster.
He and Robbie Gould, basically, if you'd picked him up for the stretch run, he's been a monster, too.
I'm telling you, like, okay... this is my, for the entire season, Greg Zuerlein has scored 182 points for me. I have three players on my team who have scored more than that. Gronk, Dak Prescott, and AJ Green. That's it.
Hmm. Yeah, your team sounds a lot like mine that didn't make it to the finals.
God.
3J says, what's the difference? What's the age difference on people that don't like The Last Jedi? I bet it's the get off my lawn generation saying that. I agree with John's rating. So I don't know. I don't, that may be fair, but I haven't seen it. J Mark, what are the odds most execs will pocket the corporate tax cut savings rather than help remake America great?
Oh, I'm sure that's what's going to happen. It's almost a given, actually.
Hmm.
Why, did David Gow say he's going to spread it to us?
Well, no, but, you know, it actually helps me, so I'll continue to spend money. Speaking of David Gow, you know, he's not a whiskey guy.
No?
And
not even like scotch?
Well, we had some really good bourbon the other day that we all, for my birthday, we all took a small glass of before the show. And he liked it. So I, for him.
Oh, this must have been a management thing.
No, no.
I wasn't invited.
No, well, you just weren't over there.
Okay.
If you'd actually come over to that side of the building, to the European side, as it were. It's kind of like the European side of Nick's. That's where we are now, is the European side. But we all had a really good whiskey. And then he had talked about how he didn't really drink whiskey. So I got him. I told him if he was going to start, you should start with rye.
That's the best.
It's smoother. It's not as sweet. He doesn't like sweet stuff. So
okay.
So I got him some bullet rye for Christmas.
That's very nice of you.
So hopefully he'll enjoy it. But that's a good way to ease into whiskey is with rye.
Yeah.
So I like rye a lot.
That's my favorite.
Hmm. Yep. He just got on IR official.
Yeah. I'm not gonna drop Greg Zuerlein because if I do win a ring, I want him to get one.
Well, at this point, you don't need whoever you have left on your roster.
Yeah, right? I'm dropping Rod Smith instead. So,
Yeah, I'm in the keeper league with Zuerlein, and I'm like, should I keep this guy? Nah. Robbie, just draft him again next year.
Robbie Gould is available.
That's so who I'd grab, yeah.
That's who I'm going with.
Yeah. That's the only guy who's been as good over the last month.
It did knock my projected points down by 2, though.
Mm.
Man.
Those two points might be projected
to lose by 10 now.
So
I'm not liking my
chances. What do we find out, John?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
We can hold off on it.
All right, well, I'll hold off. But
on what?
The gem of the day.
Oh.
Because we've been having this thing with Zadox where we give away a gift card and then I read their name on the air. And it's really cool. But I don't want to do the gem of the day and not do that because that would... You know, I'm trying to be professional here.
I get it.
Yeah.
You're doing the right thing.
I'm trying. You know, I actually won something last night for the first time in forever. Now, you know, we went to this bar that I go to by my place around the corner. Really cool place. We usually go there for steak nights on Thursdays, but last night they do this really cool thing. A local artist comes and paints a picture, and you buy raffle tickets, and at the end of the night, they raffle off the painting. So you get original artwork that you get to see them actually do. That, and they have a $20 wine night where you can buy.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool, and wife loves that. And but I actually got the painting last night.
Oh, good for you!
So we bought another one from her too. So I'm pretty excited. I'm getting into this, man. Backing all these local artists. Someone wants to know, what are the odds John has finished his whiskey bottle? It's not whiskey. It's vodka.
It's vodka, and I only took a sip.
Dude, you got to have at least one drink.
I did.
Now that you open, no, that's a sip. That's not a drink. A drink is pour it into a cup, you know, like.
But, I mean, it's weird to drink vodka straight.
Well, actually, that vodka works really well with water, if you do vodka water.
Okay.
So that's what I told him. I told him how much to put in a cup and how much water to put. Did he listen to me? No.
Fine. I'll do it during the break.
Okay.
I want you to drink 2 in the next hour.
No.
3.
No, he should just have one the way I told him, and he'll be fine. Otherwise, then we're going to be responsible for him when he goes out there and slides into a family of 6. We don't
right.
want that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't want to Rosillo anything.
No, no, God, no.
All right, guys, going to tell you one more time about Pajamagram. This year, go with a win-win. Something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday with the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram. It's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. And if you're not into a Hoodie Footy, that's cool. You want something a little sexier, they've got something sexy for your lady there. You want to get matching pajamas for the family to open up gifts on Christmas morning. You can get that done, too, at Pajamagram. Or you can go with a sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at Pajamagram.com. You'll save $40 and no need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.